It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
Every week, I get so many questions, and I thank you for sending them in, because it's always such a challenge to be able to answer them and a lot of fun. But the one thing I notice is a lot of the same questions come in time and time again. So joining me today to help me answer some of them is Lisa Davis. Lisa, I appreciate you joining us. She's got a master's in public health, she's certified nutrition, and just a great, great person. So Lisa, welcome.
Oh, thank you, David. Right back at you. I'm very excited about these questions. Can I dive right in?
I guess.
You ready? You go, David, go. You can do it.
We're having okay. So much fun. We're having so much fun. I guess let's get to one, though.
All right. Here we go. I am doing a high-protein diet using diet bars and shakes. Ever since I started, my skin is a mess. Any suggestions?
Okay. And I'm jumping in real quick because I already know you're going to start changing their diet on them, aren't you?
I was about to say, can I answer this question? Because I know exactly what's happening, but you go ahead. You are the expert. I'm just the guest.
Well,
My way.
Yeah. David who? No.
Yeah, what? No, you go first.
We're going to talk. I'm going to answer it from a topical side, but I already know you're going to help change it. I'll go from the topical and the beauty side. This resonates with me. You'd think I wrote it because I mentioned to you earlier, I have changed my diet. And the biggest thing I do is eat these protein bars because I'm losing weight. The protein fills me up. And so it does change your skin. And what you've really done is put yourself on a pH roller coaster. And it sounds crazy, but what you're taking internally is affecting your skin, and that's beauty inside out. What you're eating in these proteins and these diet bars and these shakes aren't balancing out the inside, and it's coming through. So the first thing I'm going to say is look at your diet. And well, okay, I know you're going to be choking over there, Lisa. Go ahead, chime in as we talk diet on this part, then we'll finish. What would you suggest on the diet that we can do?
Well, I have to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the bars and the shakes because, well, it depends on the shake. It really does. And I guess it depends on the bar, but it just seems like they're so overprocessed. And the more overprocessed you get, the more acidic the foods are going to be, the more it's going to throw off your skin. So you want to be really careful. Also, a lot if you're eating a lot of beef, and I do eat beef, so I'm not a vegetarian, but you want to be careful because that's also acidic. That can also throw off your skin. So I'd recommend throwing in as many greens as you can. I'm huge on smoothies. Throw in some flaxseed oil because you want to find some balance because otherwise I think your skin is going to continue to be a mess. Sorry.
Now, to be clear, your skin is actually acidic, but it's your body internally that's more alkaline.
Yes.
So you're trying to say is stay away from some of the acidic foods so our bodies are more balanced. Now, topically,
exactly.
I'm going to tell you, I like things that are more acidic. Our skin's pH is 4.5 to 5.4. So what's disrupting it are most likely not just the person's diet, but the creams you're using. Heavy creams will disrupt your pH. Use things that mimic the skin that can actually absorb and not disrupt its normal function. Use like a moisturizing gel or serums, and gel creams are the new trend you'll see, where they actually can absorb and work with the body so your body can actually adjust back to its normal pH. And if so, your skin is in sync, and if you follow Lisa's diet here, we'll be able to get the body in sync and actually have younger looking skin, and well, younger looking body, a healthier body.
Exactly. And that's what you want. To me, it's all about health. It's not about size. I wish we could focus more. It's a whole nother topic. But in our culture, we're so obsessed with everyone being thin. And I don't think it needs to be that way. I just think we need to take care of ourselves. And that's what's going to make a difference in how we feel and how we look. Should I move on to the next question?
Yep. Well, you're actually hitting on something because I agree. I've changed my diet. I've changed my exercise at this age, and I have more energy now than I did 10 years ago. So while I have reduced weight, I still have more to go. I'm still overweight, but I have reduced it so much. I can do things now I never dreamed I could ever do. I got to tell you, in my 30s, I probably wasn't even able to do some of them. And I'm just, and the greatest, I'll brag for a minute. A couple weeks ago, I flew to Dallas and climbed a 52 flights of stairs. I didn't do the outside. I climbed inside 52 flights of stairs to raise money to fight leukemia. And I brag about it because a year ago, I wouldn't have been able to climb 3 flights. But to climb 52, not only did I help raise money for leukemia, which is a great cause, but also a personal challenge to be able to accomplish this. And it has to do with changing your diet and balance everything out with a little bit of exercise.
Oh, that is fantastic. I really think it's true. I mean, again, we're not all meant to be thin. And I think if we could get away from that and just focus on healthy, when I'm working out and I'm lifting my weights, or I'm doing my Pilates, I'm just saying I want a strong, healthy body, a strong, healthy body. Anyway, let's get back to the question. But that I'm really glad we talked about that. All right. What is all the fuss about chemicals in skincare, parabens, lauryl sulfates? What? Yeah, I'm curious about that, too. And I'm sure you out there. What makes them so bad? And why? Well, each, go ahead.
Each one different. The problem is natural things. Our bodies were not designed to have all these chemicals put into them. I mean, that's why we want to detox from time to time. And you can do that through your diets and juicing and everything else. But same topically. And so a lot of these, up to 60% of these ingredients can actually go into the body and become systemic, meaning it's gone into our body, into our system, not just staying at the skin level. And so these harmful ingredients can actually, they're toxic. Some are known carcinogens. And the one thing I say over and over is I want to take a different approach to cancer. I'm not a doctor that's going to be able to come up with a cure for cancer. I will tell you that I am a scientist looking at ways that we can help prevent cancer. And that is by reformulating products that we take internally and externally, avoiding these harmful items. And so on Radio MD, I'll make sure we put up on our blog a list of the top 10 ingredients that you need to avoid. All you got to do is look at the label. You don't have to understand them, but look for them and make sure they're not there. Parabens are one. Anything ending in the ETH, like your lauryl sulfate, and that's in every shampoo. But I'm gonna floor you with this one. You ready? Take a look at your toothpaste. Take a look at your toothpaste. Ooh. It's not on the tube. It's on the box that you throw away when you get it. So you're gonna have to look at this grocery store next time you go. There are very few, and I'm going to tell you only two that I know of, that do not contain lauryl sulfate. So here's an ingredient that's a known carcinogen. It's on the FDA's website as a known carcinogen, and yet it's legal to be used in products, and they consider toothpaste a cosmetic. And that just floors me, because you're not supposed to take it internally. You brush your teeth and you spit it out. But reality is,
but it still gets
swallow
into your... Yeah, what is going on? I don't understand why they're still, I'm just in such an outrage now. Why are they still using it if they know it's a carcinogen and it's on that list?
It's cheap. It's cheap to use. I mean, can it be made cleaner? Can it be made healthier? It sure can. But your cost for that tube of toothpaste could go up 10, 20%. And is everybody willing to pay it? The big companies are saying, we're not going to take that chance. And so I want to get out there and scream from the mountaintops and say, stop using all these harmful chemicals. And so there are a number of them. Again, they become systemic. They make you not only sick and unhealthy, some are known carcinogens. And I'm tired of seeing the number rates of cancer go up and up and up. What's causing it? What is causing it? And I'm going to tell you, it's the chemicals that we put into our body through our food and through topical products like skincare. And so somebody's got to make a change.
Oh, I completely agree. I'm hoping one of the toothpastes is Tom's of Maine that doesn't, because I love their cinnamon toothpaste. You know, you said there's two toothpastes. Please don't Tom's, take my Tom's away.
Tom's of Maine is one of them, and another one is
Yay!
Jason's, and both of those are ones that do not use the lauryl sulfates, and so they both have some great, great products. Take a look. I'm not here to sell the product. I'm here to just tell you, look at the label.
Nice to know.
So grab your favorite brand, write to the manufacturer, and ask them, change the formula, and I'll be a dedicated customer. But if enough people do it, there'll be a change, and some of the top companies are starting to make changes and are announcing them. So you're going to see Aveeno even just announced they're removing a lot of harmful chemicals. And many of the baby products and some of these big companies, they say it may take 2 years, but they are in the process of it. And you ready for this? What gets me the most angry? They've already done it because in Europe, it's not allowed. So in Europe, they already have safer formulas. Why aren't we doing it in your own backyard?
Well, thank goodness for people like you who are in the industry and you're standing up and fighting back. And I'm sure you must get some flack. I'd love to talk about that sometime, how that's going for you. The other chemists are like, hey, what are you saying? Shush already.
I make enemies fast. Hang with me. No, I make enemies fast. I know it. No, I have a lot of fun, but yes, there's a lot of chemists. There's a lot of chemical companies that don't like it. I've had some retailers swear they'll never buy another product that I've involved formulating. So that's a whole other thing, but we're going to stand my ground, and we're going to help educate everybody and empower you to make the smart decision. Lisa, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
This has been a lot of fun.